through my experience working with the World Methodist Church and dealing with ecumenical dialogues, you cannot force religion on anyone. And that would never be my role to say, well, you guys over here, it would be like a Jonah experience. I'm not going to go down to Nineveh because if I go down there, God's going to save them. So I'm going to go somewhere else. That's not our role. As clergy, all we do is share the good news. And the good news is that you're going to have a leader who understands the role of clergy, the role of church, the role of state, the role of laity. And we understand the rule of law. And Alabama and any state, even the scripture teaches you that we are subject to the law. Whatever the law of the land is, we got to support it with the understanding that this is where we stand and on our moral issues or on our faith issues. If everybody was United Methodist, we would be probably messed up. If everybody looked the same, even though God said, let us make man in our image, what God was saying is, let us shape man in an image to where he or she represents us in spreading the good news. And so church has its role. State government has its role. And you got to have someone who is able to bridge the gap and to hold on to both sides and bring them along. And so, you know, I hope that people won't be sitting around saying, well, he's going to hang a monument up here and a monument up there. No, I'm going to make sure that families are made whole.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, just to take this around to an example facing voters in November. There's going to be an amendment on the ballot asking voters whether they want to allow the Ten Commandments to be displayed in schools and government offices. So where do you stand on that?
Again, if the legislative body or if the people of Alabama vote, then we got to uphold the law. This is simple. We are governed by laws.
Right. But should it even, are you in favor of this even going on the ballot as an amendment before voters to decide? Should this even be something that Alabama voters consider?
Then I would ask Alabama voters, do you have them sitting in your house? Do you have them, when you build your home, do you put the Ten Commandments up on the wall of your home? People got to remember that when the Ten Commandments was written in stone and when Moses came off the mountaintop, after viewing what was going on, what did he do with the Ten Commandments? He threw them down and broke them. God is not so much concerned with you displaying a cross on your arm or your body or the Ten Commandments tattooed to your forehead. God is more concerned with what's on your heart. If people in Alabama truly believe in the Ten Commandments, and I believe they do because they're fighting for it, if we follow the Ten Commandments, we've already shown that you can't keep the law. That's why Jesus Christ came, because we couldn't keep the law. And so he found a more better and excellent way. It is by grace that we're saved through faith, not of works. And so we need to settle that issue. If it's on the ballot and the people in Alabama vote that it should be displayed in public places and schools, then that's what we will do. But we got to be very careful that we got to understand what the Ten Commandments mean. And it's a tough road. And they were broken over and over. Every time God would send a prophet, they would break the Ten Commandments.
So just to here, I'll turn your mic down. Just to be sure that I am hearing you right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are not necessarily opposed to the display of the Ten Commandments in public spaces if
No.
the voters want if the voters want that.
No.
But it's not something that you would go to advocate for on your own.
No, no, it's not something I'm going to be out there jumping up and down on the stomp saying, hey, we're going to have the Ten Commandments. We need the Ten Commandments. We need the Ten Commandments. We need to take care of our brothers. We need to take care of our sisters. We need to take care of our children. And we can't feed them stone. And so, again, if the people of Alabama vote for the Ten Commandments to be displayed, we're going to support that with every fiber of our being. But let's not forget what the issue is. The issue is that family matters, and we must make families whole. We must make sure that people are gainfully employed. We must make sure that mom and dad are able to put food on the table. We must be concerned with the well-being of our children. We must be concerned that they're healthy. We must be concerned that health care should be provided to everybody. We don't need to be fighting over something that God has already settled.